Fancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb. It contains explicit language and adult content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Fancast. Tancast, everybody!
Woo!
Welcome to Tancast.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N in Tancast.
I may sound a little different this week. I can't tell you why.
Say why, you idiot.
No, I can't tell them. It's a secret.
No secret.
Shh. I may sound the same this week. I can't tell you why either.
I may sound different because I got a new headset.
And also because Noah loves gargling the man juice.
All right. All that gayness is fine off air, but let's keep the show straight as possible. We didn't need to add extra gay. We're gay enough.
We're recording a day early because Andy had some gangbanging he has to do tomorrow. He's going to get his buddies, Bob and Steve and Phil together.
Yep. I'm just going to bend forward and spread my cheeks and whatever happens. And by whatever happens, I mean they're going in my butt.
Oh, I thought maybe it was some sort of scat play.
Nope.
Scatological play.
Nope, they're going to hide
this. He's the scat man!
If there's a scat man, shouldn't it be
too soon?
Poop.
Yes, it should be.
Shit, crap, Duke.
Duke. Should we do some tan laughs? Kick this shit off right?
Alright, sure. Oh, I was being the scat man still.
Oh, alright.
We've got 10 laughs just for you. About dead babies, or maybe some poo. Could be racist, sexist too. Cause it's 10 laughs, yes, 10 laughs, oh, 10 laughs, and that's what we do. 10 laughs, 10 laughs, to now.
Ha 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 ha.
Alright, and here is a tan laugh sent to us by Ellie. This actually is going to sound familiar, but it has a twist at the end. So it's like an M. Night Shyamalan joke.
You know, just like a hand job, I love a twist at the end.
Pretty sure Ellie's underage and doesn't need that kind of insinuation on her joke.
Really?
She's got to learn sometime.
You can be like, all defensive because she's underage, she's listening to fucking Tancast.
I'm not really defensive.
You're defensive. You're
making a joke, baby.
You know what?
We're making a joke.
We need to teach these children that hand jobs are a way of life.
Hand jobs are excellent birth control and can often stave off STDs. So there you go. Hand jobs, kids. Get it out there. Get it done.
Prevent AIDS. Give a handy.
I smell a new t-shirt at the tan store that no one will buy. All right. Okay, so here's the joke. What's grosser than gross?
I'm afraid to guess.
A trash can full of dead babies. What's grosser than that?
Two trash cans?
The one at the bottom is still alive. What's grosser than that?
The live one eating its way out?
Yes, he has to eat his way to freedom. But what's even grosser than that?
The mind boggles.
Once he's free, he goes back for more. There's the twist. Wow, the twist.
What a twist.
Classic.
Sorry.
And now I put that one to bed.
Ooh. Oh, that laugh made me sweaty.
Whoa.
I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
I don't know what that means, but I don't like it.
I love it.
All right.
Andy's
next.
A sweaty
Ooh,
Betty.
I'll go next.
Alrighty.
So this one comes from Gary.
Indiana?
Yes, from Gary, Indiana. Gary, Indiana. Gary, Indiana. My home sweet home.
Excellent.
Nope, comes from Gary. From Sack.
Oh.
Not my Sack, just Sack.
Hey, Sack.
The only one that comes from my sack is Junior.
Hey-o.
That you know of.
Baby batter joke.
That you know of. He's just spreading his seed.
Yeah. He's like Johnny Appleseed.
No, Noah, I know all the places my seed has been. It does not take me long to count them.
Maybe you don't.
Yeah, so unless
maybe
that
someone
sink
sees
in our,
some of yours.
Yeah, unless the shower at the tan house can get pregnant.
Can it ever.
Okay.
I was in there with the turkey baster.
You know, you should have left the turkey baster out and just worn flip-flops. That would have been a safer shower experience for you.
I don't want it to be safe. I wanted to collect your sperm.
Because I may have given you little toe babies.
No, that's impossible.
All right, so back to Gary from Sack, not my Sack's joke. And it's an anti-man tan laugh.
Hooray!
One day a cowboy was riding... Sorry, there's a typo in here and I almost read it the way it's spelled. One day a cowboy was riding his horse through the desert, and he found a snake and was going to shoot it. The snake said, "No, please, I'll grant you 3 wishes if you don't do it." The cowboy said, "Oh, okay." His first wish was that he was 6 feet tall. His second wish was that he was built like Hulk Hogan. And his third wish was that he was hung like his horse. The snake said, "Okay, go home, and when you wake up in the morning, your wishes will be true." So he did. The next day, he woke up out of bed, stood up. He was 6 feet tall, looked in the mirror, got all excited, pulled down his pants, and said, "Oh, shoot, I forgot I was riding my mare yesterday." No joke? No laugh?
I don't get it.
Mare's a female horse?
Oh.
He's got a horse-sized vag on him now.
I'll edit that in so I don't sound like an idiot.
Too late.
There's a second joke here.
No!
A man went over to his girlfriend's place for a bit for a little nookie. He presented her with 3 choices of condom. Gold, silver, or bronze. Silver, she said. Why not gold, wondered the man. She replied, because I want you to come second for once.
Oh!
Bing!
Ling-a-ling-a-ding!
Kadoo! Mm-hmm. Kadish! Skiddly-dee!
That joke was olympic-y.
Yeah, great timing on that, Andy.
Yes.
Way to be on it.
Yep. Yeah, he sent it in a month ago.
We hop on the hot trends.
Mm-hmm.
So any minute now, we're going to be talking about Beanie Babies.
Pretty soon, we're going to be talking about Farrah Fawcett.
What happened to her?
I don't know, but she's been in the news a bunch recently.
She's a lovely lady. Maybe we'll talk about MJ after that.
No, I would totally bone Farrah Fawcett.
I would?
You would.
He did.
No.
He rocked that bag of bones. And in fairness, that's how I described her when she was still alive.
Right.
Hurtful.
All right, I got one that Logan sent in to us.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about the logic of this joke, though, don't think about the logic, because it doesn't really work. But here we go.
This joke has a plot flaw.
It does. Sue Wong marries Lee. Sorry, Sue Wong marries Lee Wong. Next year, the Wongs have a new baby. The nurse brings over a lovely, healthy, bouncy, but definitely a Caucasian, white baby boy. Congratulations, says the nurse to the new parents. Well, Mr. Wong, what will you and Mrs. Wong name the baby? The puzzled father looks at his new baby boy and says, well, 2 Wongs don't make a white, so I think we'll name him Sum Ting Wong.
Interesting. That is, again, a more fleshed-out version of a joke we've already done.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it adds an extra twist, kind of like the one I just did, but the Sum Ting Wong was like what happens when 2 Asians have a white baby where they name him Sum Ting Wong.
Oh!
But 2 Wongs don't make a white... A nice twist.
Yep.
And there, you can't see this, but there's a little gif of a baby, Asian baby, winking at me and making kissy faces.
I don't know, that joke is just right on the edge. It's a little bit lacist.
What? So yeah, sorry, go ahead.
You were going to say that the plot flaw of the joke is that 2 people with the same last name shouldn't get married?
No. The plot flaw, the plot flaw is that there was a white baby that came out. Not a half Asian white baby, a white baby. And maybe that's not the point of the joke. Maybe it's just like something's totally wrong where the race is all fucked up. But I think the implication is she cheated on him.
I think the implication is that the nurse is a moron.
I didn't even think about that.
They got given
the
wrong baby?
Usually they hand you the baby right after it comes out. Don't they?
They ran away for a while.
No, they take the baby away. They juggle them a little bit. Sometimes they fall on the floor and get all mixed up together.
They put the baby under 3 cups with two other babies, and they swish the cups around, and you have to pick.
Come
baby,
on,
baby, who's got the baby? Who's got the baby?
Keep your eye on the baby. Eye on the baby.
Put your money on the box. Make a guess. You could be the big winner. Winner, winner. Where's the baby? Find the baby.
The trick is they have 2 babies in their hand, and they switch them.
Oh, babies.
Yeah. The good news is that if you get really good at palming things, you can kind of squish the baby up and get it like right in that little pocket between your thumb and the rest of your hand and just sort of pinch it there, and no one can see it behind your hand.
That is a tiny baby.
Takes some skill.
I believe that's...
Yeah, you got to get good at compacting babies with one hand.
I believe that's called an abortion at that point.
Really? I thought it was called finger painting.
Oh, Andy, no.
Oh. Oh. Everyone's going to go back through almost 100 episodes of Tancast and listen to any time I said finger painting.
Oh, really?
I don't think anybody.
I was going to say, I edit these all the time. I don't really recall a lot of finger painting references being dropped right and left by Andy. Why is Andy always talking about finger painting? I don't know. It's his thing.
He loves it. He likes to get his fingers all different colors.
Well, mostly red. So, Corey Haim is dead.
Yeah, it looks like
Get out of town.
The celeb apocalypse is going after 80s actors now.
Well, his family has announced he'll be laid to rest right next to his career, which died about 10 years ago.
Aww. That's awful. Poor Corey.
Nailed it.
Oh, but man, what are they going to do for the next season of Corey and Corey? Hey, Corey, I'm still marginally successful. What do you want to do today? Brains.
I was going to say.
Oh, same old Corey.
I would say the next season will be Corey and Bernie's. And they'll just prop him up. That would be funny. When that dude dies, the dude who played Bernie at Weekend at Bernie's, he should totally put in his will that he has to have one last adventure with people propping it up. No, specifically Andrew McCarthy and what's-his-nuts propping him up. Like, they have to have one more adventure with his dead body.
That would be silly.
Or, you know, if he doesn't put that in his will, we can just, once he dies, go find his body and steal it.
I got that kind of time. I got moves to make.
What moves?
Making moves.
There's no moves.
Moves!
Nobody's moving.
Got more moves than a game of three-dimensional chess.
Wow.
That's from my Star Trek peeps.
Yeah. That was right out of left field. That's from a baseball peeps.
Yes.
Baseball was the most boring sunburn I ever got. I think I can sum up the sport thusly.
I think you already did.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to try and top that comment, which I feared for.
No,
What's the funnest sunburn you ever got?
Yeah.
Well, there was this time with your mom in the backyard. You know, we lost track of time.
No, my mom wasn't there. Come on.
I wasn't talking to your mom. It was Tim's mom.
Oh.
Hey,
oh, yeah.
Now.
That bitch was there all the time.
Hey, yo.
What is the funnest sunburn you ever got?
I don't keep track of that.
Don't you lie to me, you homo.
Yeah, well, let's see. There was one time I was spearfishing.
You really gone spearfishing?
No, I'm lying.
All right. You're very much useless right now.
Oh, totally. But right now? I mean, come on.
Sometimes you have a use. This is not one of those
occasionally.
Times.
Hey, we've got a bunch of shit blowing around. Do we have something heavy we can put on it? Well, we have Andy.
Nice.
Good. Get Andy over here. I don't think he's going to move. We got food. Just toss him over in that direction. Oh, yeah. I feel the ground shaking. Andy's coming. Ah, there he goes. Andy's sitting.
I don't know the funnest sunburn I've gotten either.
Have you ever gotten a boring baseball sunburn?
No. I've actually been sunburned twice.
And
well,
that might
twice
be
really
because...
bad. What was that?
And that might be because...
I was out in the sun.
You were born with God's sunblock?
That I've only been sunburned twice?
Yes.
Yes. That's exactly it.
Yes.
Mother Nature's night camo. Cool it, Benson.
Yes.
What'd you say, Benson?
Yeah, it's from Tropic Thunder.
But yeah. And neither one was that great, because I was just sitting out in the sun going, this sucks, I'd rather not be in the sun.
I think probably my funnest, I got sunburned at Disneyland, so... That would probably be the best sunburn.
Yeah, mine's probably the time I got sunburned at Six Flags.
Was that for my birthday? The day we found out how much Six Flags sucks?
No, it was when I was a kid.
Oh.
I was like 13, 14, something like that.
Navy SEALs.
Yeah, it was one of those days where it was like overcast, but the sun was still, I guess, passing UV through. So I didn't bother to put on any sunblock and got a lovely sunburn.
Like
my ears, the back of my neck, top of my forehead.
Excellent.
Yeah. Now I'm smarter. I just shave the head down and drench myself in suntan.
Suntan?
Cream. Suntan cream oil.
Suntan?
I got sunburn. I put on suntan lotion.
Sunblock. Sunblock is the word you're going for, sir. Because I've seen your skin, and no suntan lotion has ever touched it, or at least not affected it.
Yes, I do not tan. I pink, and then I peel.
White!
I did once actually get a little bit tan due to a sunburn, and the fucking tan peeled right off with the skin. It was...
You should get like a fake tan, Andy.
Spray
on. Oh yeah, so I can
bronze.
So I can look like a basketball.
You should head over and then head over to the round. Jersey Shore.
Yeah. Grease my hair back, start saying Guido every three words. Say stupid shit on camera. Exactly what I want to be doing with my time.
It would look hot. It would look so fucking hot, dude.
Not unless I can fuck one of the Kardashians.
Ugh.
I thought that's what you had to do to be famous.
She's kind of hot.
Despite the fact that they're moderately attractive, they still gross me out.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
The Kardashians?
I say Kardashians, but
yeah.
If
by
I was
going
to be truthful, I would agree with you.
I've officially replaced Shakira on my top five celebrities list with Sandra Bullock. Just going to make that announcement here.
What the fuck, dude?
That bothers you for some reason?
I disagree. But
is
your
this like
list,
a...
so it's all right.
Yeah, it's not your list, baby. It's Tim Babb's list.
It's not going to be your penis either. And you know what? If Tim picks other celebrities, then you don't got to worry about following Tim.
Of course, I've seen Sandra Bullock's husband, so I'm thinking the odds on this one are a little long, but what are you going to do?
Jesse James?
Jesse James.
Yeah.
I wouldn't fuck with that dude.
I don't know. He's getting old. He's probably slowing down. Tim could probably take him. Just run around him until he gets tired.
I'm also getting old.
What?
This is true.
No way.
I found that out on Chat Roulette.
You are young and spry.
How old are you? 32. Oh my god! Click. I'm like, really? Oh my god? Is that necessary?
It's like, how old do you think 32 is?
apparently when you're in early 20s, it's fucking creepy old.
I guess.
Too creepy
when
for
I was
the
on
internet.
Chat Roulette, I think I mentioned this. One person called me Obama, and then I think one person called me old nigger.
Nice. Racism.
Nice.
It's what's for dinner.
Dun, dun, dun.
While I was editing Tancast, I was on Chat Roulette, and I just had a still frame of the Tancast logo as my as the camera picture, and you could just hear Tancast going over, and I just wanted to see what would happen, and every so often, like, there was this girl who's like, oh, what's this, some sort of podcast? And then, like, Andy said something like, fuck all those fucking Jesus, or something like that, and the girl's face was like, oh, and she clicked off.
Oh, you told me it was the cussing that scared her. No, it was my blasphemy.
Well, it happened to be about Jesus, but it was it seemed like her eyes did the scared look on fuck.
Andy's a scary fella. I'm fucking in here! I can't even do it justice. I'm fucking in here!
Best part of that story is I'm pretty sure that the person was coming into the bathroom because they needed to poop, and I think I got that out for them while they were still in the hall.
I was like,
I'm frightening.
And how?
When you can't see me. You know, once you see me, you're like, I can take that.
So anybody have any exciting news to share this week?
I don't have news. Just sort of a weird situation. It may become news at some point.
A weird situation that you're not going to share?
I was trying to think of, you know, exactly how specific I should be. Well, you know, I already posted about it, so. That job opportunity that came completely out of nowhere that I wasn't looking for and just dropped in my lap. And we got to Friday? Yeah, Friday morning. And I had tossed back a counter offer to them that was more than 50% higher than their initial offer to me. And I thought, yeah, I figured I was, sabotaging it so I wouldn't have to think about it anymore. I could just go back to living my life in, you know, simple ways. Not have to use my brain to, you know, do complicated things with it. Just kind of cruise through and be lazy like I like.
It's a good way to go.
And, yeah, got an email Friday morning. You know, I countered Thursday evening and got an email Friday morning, and it was like, sorry, it's not going to work out. You know, we wish you best of luck in your current job and blah, blah, blah. And I was going to write him back and, you know, just do the, yeah, you know, thanks for considering me. Hope you guys find the right person. And decided, like, yeah, I'll just do that a little bit later because I'm eating breakfast with my family right now. And, like, half an hour later, they called up. So I don't know if they went back and rethought it or if they thought that it looked like they were taking it off the table, that I might come back with, like, no, I was just kidding. And they accepted my ridiculous counter. So, now things are moving forward again. And I'm not sure what I think about that, because it would mean, effectively, that I'd be living away from my family 5 days a week.
So in other words, sweet.
In other words, win-win.
You get to make all
money
those...
Money and?
Those, all
and
the designer yak hair things you want to make.
Yeah, and my wife's actually got an aunt and uncle in the same general area. She's like, oh, you could totally stay with them. It's like, honey, you moved in with them for a little while when you were in your 20s, and you were you know, living in that area and college time and whatever. How did that work out for you? It's like, not well. When I met you, did you not refer to this as your bastard aunt and bastard uncle because of your experience living with them? She said, I may have still been holding a bit of a grudge for that. I'm like, yes. I think I'll find, like, an apartment or something to rent. She's like, no, but you could save so much money. I'm like, yes, yes. But living in a different city than you 5 days out of the week is going to be stressful enough.
What?
I think I'll go ahead and spend a little bit of money and keep my sanity. Well, you know, what if it remains?
Pussy. So, sanity is for simpletons.
So that's all the news there is now. You don't have, like, a, you don't know, like, what the next step's going to be?
Well, the next step is that the shit so far has just been, like, negotiating with the recruiters. Because it's a contract position, so, like, I would be their employee for 6 months, and then either their client company would hire me on, or would re-up the contract, or would decline to continue the contract. So if they decline to continue the contract, then I need to look for a job in 6 months. You know, this is assuming I get it and I take it and I go forward and all the rest of that shit. But that if they take it permanent, then if they're still going to pay me a ridiculous amount of money, it might behoove me to look at moving my family to a different state than the one we live in now.
Not which to is attach a whole... to that state.
Well, you know, it's like I've got one set of cousins nearby, and that's it. You know, got some business contacts, got some friends, but you know, looking at it long term of what might help my family the most. You know, if I'm going to be like responsible breadwinner guy, it might be this. If they're going to throw ridiculous amounts of money at me,
it's exciting times, my friend,
and frightening. I don't like to look that direction too hard. You know, it's like I don't want to start planning ahead. I don't want to get hopes up or anything. You know, I don't want to. I also just really don't need the stress of, like, thinking ahead to what's it going to be like to try to sell my house in this shitty ass market, and, you know, what might trying to get out of a house that we just bought a couple of years ago due to our credit score and all the rest of that shit. I just kind of ignore it and smile and think, someone might potentially, maybe, probably not, but a little bit of a chance, offer me a shit ton of money for something that I never thought anyone would ever offer me money to do.
Well, you could also rent your house.
It's a tough rental market out here right now, because there's so many houses. Well, yeah, there have been so many people who've had, like, downsize where they're living, but couldn't sell their houses because they were underwater. So.
Well, you aren't there yet, so.
Yeah, not by a long shot.
Cross the
because I would not move to be a consultant. I would not, or a contractor, or whatever you want to call it. I would only move if they were hiring me permanent and the money was still going to be as good as it is to start.
Well,
crack dealers always need a place, and I'm sure they've got the cash flow, because crack, you know, it's always a buyer's market. A seller's market for crack.
Yeah, crack sells itself.
If you're when you get hired permanent, your money doesn't usually go down, does it? I thought either stayed the same or went up.
It might go down a bit, because then, like, they would come at it with a, oh, but you know, we're offering you a 401k with 50% matching up to 6%, and, you know, we're paying half of your medical and your dental and your life insurance and what have you.
I'm still at the same job. I'm not going anywhere.
I'm still at the same stand-up comedy. Also not going anywhere.
You're going somewhere, baby. You're going to be going to Vegas? You were at Santa Cruz?
I'll be headlining in Oakland.
Nice.
When are you going to headline in Oakland?
April 1st and 2nd.
Sweet.
Woot woot.
How was Santa Cruz?
Not bad. There are still a plethora of hot women in Santa Cruz. That has not stopped happening.
I didn't think it would.
Like, they didn't all move away and go, oh, Tim and Noah grew up and got married. We don't need to be hot anymore. We can stop. They apparently did not get that memo and still are walking around being hot.
Damn them. Damn them all.
That's why I was like, stop it! Every one of you! Shame! Shame on your short shorts and your firm boobies.
Grow some body hair. Have some respect for me.
Go eat that cookie.
And my penis that still twitches towards you like it was a divining rod.
No, don't eat that.
Don't eat the penis?
Yes, don't eat the penis.
Why? It's delicious.
Is it?
It really is kind of like a dowsing rod. It just sort of points at things it thinks are moist.
Jesus Christ.
I am a horrible person.
Yes.
Oh, I made my wife cry the other night. Like Thursday night.
Way to go. Good thing. Yeah. The best part was the way you said that with pride in your voice. Like, did it. No, I done it. Got it done. Who did it? Andy did it.
Now,
Andy,
truth be told,
always winning best husband of the year.
I made her cry by telling her how lucky our son was to have her as a mother. So, you know what? You can both suck it.
That makes up for, what's your fucking deal?
No. It wasn't what's your fucking deal. It was for fuck's sake.
Did we edit that out of the show?
I don't know. We can edit out again if we did the first time.
I can't remember. Anna, were you okay with that being staying in the show? Or did I edit that out?
I don't remember.
Great.
Enough time has passed.
All right.
It's okay.
So we're either referring to something you don't remember or never heard. There you go.
Try to figure it out.
I'm pretty sure you've already moved on with your day, and you're waiting for us to talk about something funny. Keep waiting.
Do I have anything funny to talk about? Oh, a chicken crossed the road in front of me.
To get to the other side?
Yeah, I got to the other side. Jesus Christ, Tim, really?
Yeah, it's what I got. It's all I know.
11 is what I got.
Yeah, it was quite random. I was just driving on my way to work, and I'm like, that's a fucking chicken just crossing the road right in front of me.
Why don't you aim for it? Hit it, fry it up.
I was already on the other side by the time I got to where it was. And then I saw a one-legged lady walking a dog.
Oh, I believe you messaged me about that. That is odd.
I messaged you?
You yeah, we were on the IM, and
you
said something
Facebook.
About it. Oh, well, whatever. It's all text on a screen.
She had two crutches and one leg. I was like, that can't be easy.
She's willing to make the sacrifices.
Dog needs to be walked. What she should have got is got a big dog and got a skateboard and just had that dog dragging around.
Maybe she got the dog before she lost the leg.
Good point. I don't know how long the leg was gone for.
See, you got to interview these people. Excuse me. Hop along. Could I? A word.
Hop along. I don't think she would appreciate that. Hey, Stumpy.
I got some more. Come on over here for a minute.
Horrible. Oh.
She's listening to this podcast and crying right now.
I just want to walk my dog. I just want to walk my dog. They call me Stumpy.
What? What's up with Wheezy?
That was Tim's crying.
Tim's crying makes you wheeze?
No, humor makes me wheeze because I'm fat.
Did I see any movies since I last saw you guys? Or talked to you? No, I think Alice was the last movie I saw. Did either one of you see Alice?
I haven't seen Alice, Shutter Island, I haven't seen Avatar still.
Jesus Christ.
I think This Is It was the last movie I saw in theaters. No, I saw something after that, I can't remember what. Oh, Book of Eli.
Oh yeah, with me.
Yeah.
We need to get on it, sir.
Well, now I think Avatar is out of 3D, so there's no point in seeing it.
Oh, so you only want to see if it's in 3D?
Pretty much.
Yep, otherwise fuck that noise.
Otherwise, I'll just rent Pocahontas and turn the tint blue.
That's about the size of it.
I got it, same shit.
I'm excited for... I'm looking forward to Repo Man next week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my wife has seen the previews for that and been like, no.
Or was she like, Forrest Whitaker. I like his lazy eye.
Hey, Forrest, look at me.
Oh, did you hear about 24?
No.
Something happened on 24.
Not on 24. Something happened to 24. It's not coming back after this.
Oh. No, I had not heard that. I'm still watching it, though.
There's a rumor NBC is going to pick it up because, you know, they need more failed television shows.
It's definitely canceled for sure. Or not coming back for another season.
On Fox, yes.
Definitely, okay. I did not know I guess I wasn't paying attention. I didn't realize Nip/Tuck got canceled.
Yeah, I didn't realize either until I saw an ad, because we'd just been building up the whole season on the TiVo, and then I saw an ad that said something about season finale, or series finale.
Yeah, was it a truncated season this time? It seemed very short, or maybe they took a break. It always confuses me when they take like a break for like a really long time.
It's like, wait, is this season 6 or the rest of season 5? I've lost track.
But yeah, the final episode, it was weird.
Well, I haven't watched it, so don't spoil anything, fucker.
Turns out Darth Vader's his father.
Yep.
Tim, goddammit.
Tim's
a shithead. Did you see the season finale of Numbers last night?
No. I stopped watching Numbers.
Still on TiVo. I've been just about to.
I'm sorry, that oh really was for Noah.
Yeah.
Yes, I told you about this a while ago.
I don't listen to shit you say. Unless it's funny. Now, say you stopped watching Numbers in a funny way.
I stopped watching Numbers!
See, I remember that. Oh, like Alyssa had apparently already told me about the Smurfs movie, but she must not have done it in a funny way. I don't remember. She left a comment like, idiot, I already told you. She didn't say idiot. She might have. She could have, and no one would fault her for it.
idiot!
But the number—they're really fucking with the dynamic for next season with the season finale of Numbers.
Of like the characters?
Yeah, like a lot of major life changes happen to a lot of characters, which would then fuck up the dynamic of the show. I'm like, how are you gonna reconcile all this? Or is it gonna be like a summer of like, well, that was all good. Now we're back and things are normal again.
Well, that was awkward.
We had some wacky adventures over the summer that you didn't get to see, but now it's back to normal.
We all made up and kissed, and it was wonderful. Well, you can tell me about it later, Tim.
Oh, I will tell you about it.
I'm vaguely interested, but not interested enough to watch it.
I still got on the TiVo. Come on over. Except it's not a TiVo.
It's a shit-vo.
Fucking cut off the last minute of House.
Oh, so did mine. Did you actually go online and watch it? I meant to do that to see if I missed anything.
I thought it takes 2 weeks for those to be online.
Maybe. It takes 2 weeks to get online somewhere.
That's usually the place I go.
Somewhere.
I got the part where they're like walking out the door, I think, and it cut off there.
Yep, same here. But it looked like there was going to be one more like thing to. I was like, end it. Bitch.
But I don't think that's... I don't know. I don't know whose issue it is. Because it happened to me as well, and I don't have the same DVR you do. So I think it's...
I blame Comcast.
There's like a central place that does all the schedules. Like, that send... They like basically sell it to Comcast. Like, here's when the show airs, here's when it ends, here's where it begins. And I think if they fuck that up, that fucks up the recording. I don't know.
I still blame Comcast. I'm going to go ahead and blame...
Someone's fucking up.
Oh! Have you seen... maybe you guys have or haven't, doesn't really matter. I did a video where I was talking about the new Xfinity commercials for Comcast and saying how it's still going to be shit because it's Comcast and Comcast sucks.
Yes, I've seen it.
Somebody wrote a comment going, this guy should show proof or he should shut up. Like, really? You're going to defend Comcast? All of a sudden you're a Comcast number one fanboy?
You should show proof. Dear sir, we hold this truth to be self-evident. Comcast sucks both my balls.
Just search the internet. You'll find some stories about Comcast sucking.
I just cracked me up that somebody was like, you know what? I need to straighten this fucker out. I don't believe you.
No, honey, I can't come to bed. Someone's wrong on the internet.
Everything I've seen from Comcast has been magic.
That's like I was reading a story about the fact that Blockbuster is bringing back late fees.
Yes, they fucking are.
And me and Andy were talking about this. I'm like, really? Like, that's the one way to not keep customers.
Yep.
But this one guy who was commenting, he was all on the fence of Blockbuster. He goes, you know, you could go online, but you know, you could go to the store and get help finding your movie, and if there's a problem with the movie, you can go back to the store and just exchange it. You don't have to be on customer, you know, you don't have to be on the phone with someone for an hour trying to troubleshoot your problem. I'm like, where the fuck is this guy from? Like, have you ever used Netflix? If there's a problem with your disc, you go online, you go, problem with my disc, and they go, okay, we're sending you a new one. You don't even need to talk to anyone. You just click a little button. What?
On the phone for hours, Noah.
Like, well, what the fuck would you troubleshoot? Okay, can you restart the DVD? Can you unplug the DVD from the wall, plug it back in? No, all right.
What's that going to do the disc? Don't, you know what? I'm a professional. I'm going down a checklist. Unplug the DVD player.
It's just so funny. This guy was like so offensive, like in defense of Blockbuster. I'm like, it's so much easier to sit at home than go to some fucking store, talk to some guy who's working minimum wage. He doesn't give a shit about if I get my movie or not.
So true.
And then I was like, you know, at this point, Blockbuster needs us way more than we need them.
Yep.
It's like we have so many options for renting movies these days. We do not need a video store, so they should be doing everything they can to keep the customers.
I wonder why they're bringing back the late fees.
Because people are keeping the movies for too long.
Because they're dying a slow death.
That too.
Yeah, but bringing back the late fees, that's no good.
That's what I think. I'm like, really? I think people will be like, you know, I don't want to rent from you anymore. I'll just go to that red box over there.
Yeah, the only thing is they're good because they don't have those red box things don't have the older movies. So like,
because
I was specifically looking for Look Who's Talking, and they didn't have it at Hollywood Video, so I had to go to a Blockbuster and I started an account. And I was like, so when's this due back? And they're like, well, it's due back this day. And it was like the week they were changing over to bringing back late fees. So normally we don't have late fees, but starting on Monday we do, and that's when this movie is due, Monday. So if you don't bring it back Monday, you have a late fee. And then
you're like, no, I'm sorry, sir, but the contract is, you know, as signed. You can't just change the terms mid-contract.
Well, I just signed the contract, so like, I didn't have a Blockbuster membership before that. No, sorry, that is a lie. I did, apparently. They're like, oh, well, you're still on our computer. Do you still live at the San Jose State dorms? I'm like, yep, that's how I rock it. Fuck, and I'm sure you can see that address was fucking 10 years ago, and I'm still rocking the fucking San Jose State dorm. Can I fuck start your face with my dick?
Did you believe that? Because that would be sweet.
All right.
Just no, like, I gave still in there. Yep. See the notifications right there.
You know what I love about where I live? That every year I get older, but the girls always stay the same age.
All right.
I was listening to some I think it was I Love Movies, where they were doing like an impression of Wolverine as Matthew McConaughey. It was very odd. Because I guess the movies were coming out at the same time, and it was an odd juxtaposition.
Interesting.
I don't remember what they said now, but it was kind of funny.
No stories that go nowhere.
But did you die in your hair?
I'm Casey Kasem. Noah, I'm gonna fuck start your head.
What? Why is Casey Kasem
involved
in this? You're
listening to the top 20. The top 20 sounds Noah makes when I fuck start his head.
What the fuck is going on over there?
We turned
What's
into
wrong with you?
A top.
I don't know. Someone stop me! Make me stop!
No one can make you stop. You're like the Juggernaut.
Yep. I'm the Juggernaut, bitch!
Oh, so.
Don't you see my helmet?
And maybe they covered this, I don't know. So the guy that was fucking going 90 miles an hour in his Prius.
Wait,
how come
what?
He could just turn the car off? Oh, the guy who's. His accelerator.
Yeah, he was like on the news and shit.
Got stuck.
Fuck
recently.
It. All right, you got to back it up for Tim Babb. Tim Babb doesn't watch the news.
Okay. So there was a guy. His accelerator would not stop going. He was going 90, and there's nothing he could do to stop his car. And eventually, a cop came along, or he called 911, and they sent a patrol officer, or highway patrol, and he told him to hit the emergency brake and the regular brake at the same time, and then he stopped. But it was like for 20 minutes, he was going like 90 miles an hour, and he couldn't stop.
The craziest part of that story was that dude's Prius got up to 90.
Dude, are they not zippy?
They're fine. Fuck off.
I was just being silly.
I got Tim's getting defensive. Fuck you, Prius good.
I've driven a Prius instead of Andy's fucking behemoth SUV.
The behemoth.
I love the way that dude pronounces it. It's just like bohemoth.
But my question is, how come he couldn't... I know it just has a push button start. But can't you just hit that button again and make the car stop?
Maybe it wasn't working?
I don't know. They didn't mention that. That I read.
I still come back to the, why do these people not attempt to shut the car off with the removal of the key? That typically works.
You don't have a key in a Prius.
Yeah.
Oh, there's like, it's just the fob being inside the machine, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess you
but
could...
But there is a button that makes it stop.
I guess you could throw that out the window as you're going 90. Maybe.
I'll
if you
come
get
back
far
to that
enough
later.
Away from it... It'll just stop. That'd be an interesting experiment. I don't think anybody should do it. But it'd be like if Mythbusters did it, that would be entertaining.
They may. Right into them, Tim.
They listen. Jamie, Adam, get on it.
Yeah. Come on, guys. We're counting on you.
Especially Carrie. How you doing?
I think they're doing more important things with their time than listening to us. I'm just going to throw that out there.
You know what? I think you're wrong.
Carrie Byron is now officially a MILF.
She had a baby?
She did.
You didn't see? She's been pregnant for like a season.
She was hugely pregnant.
I don't watch Mythbusters.
Why don't you watch Mythbusters?
A, I don't have cable.
Well, that's one reason.
B,
give me another
there's
reason.
A lot of good shows that I just don't watch.
Like Numbers.
I don't think Numbers is that good.
You're a sad, strange little shell of a man,
it's
Noah.
It's a good little show. It's got some drama, got a little family warmth.
It lost me.
A lot of geeky humor
in
there.
You got all the letters of warmth in there, Tim. I appreciate that.
Oh, that's right. I still got a Big Bang Theory on the old DVR.
No, that's a good show. I'll keep watching that.
Bang, bang, bang.
Andy, have you watched that yet?
Bangity bang. Bangity bang.
Big Bang Theory?
Bang,
yeah,
bang.
Still haven't.
Asshole!
Suck it.
Do both of you watch How I Met Your Mother?
No, I stopped.
Yes.
You stopped watching How I Met Your Mother and you watch fucking Numbers still?
Yeah.
How I Met Your Mother is so much better.
I disagree.
Yeah, and shorter.
That too. Way funnier.
It doesn't entertain me.
You would be entertained by the Bangity Bang song. I said a bang, bang, bangity bang.
Bangity bang, bangity bang, 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 bangity bang. Diddle 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 diddle.
That show is consistently funny.
Yep.
Yo, Mama is consistently funny when she's sucking up my nuts.
Hilarious.
Nuts.
Don't be a douche.
Now, nothing.
Now, nothing?
Yep. Now, nothing.
Tim, spit it out, homo.
This is the part of the show where we insert nothing. I was randomly thinking about if we did a video chat on Skype and it was the three of us, would there be three windows? Like, how does that work? Because normally it's just one window. It's like you see you and another window of the other person. Would they make a second window? Would that the first window get split in two? How does that work? Anybody know?
Do you want to broadcast this or just so we can see each other?
Neither. I was just more of a thought experiment.
I don't think Skype can do more than one person, but iChat can.
Oh, look at iChat.
Mm-hmm.
So look iChat can do, what, I think three other people and you?
More like iScat.
But yeah, for Skype, it's just one-on-one.
One-on-one, I want to show you my dick tonight.
You know Hurley from, well, I don't know if you know. You know George Garcia from Lost, Andy.
Yes.
He has a podcast, and apparently they just record with their iPhone.
Wow.
I'm just impressed. I'm like, wow.
Does it sound good?
Yeah, sounds fine.
Does it sound as good as Tancast? I think not. How could anything?
Yeah, it sounds fine.
Especially this week. Tancast is sounding two-thirds good.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Playtronic headset. Awesome. No mic fail yet.
I was going to say, it's normally we announce a new feature, lack of Noah mic fail.
I've just been waiting.
So have I. I was like, I was going to wait till we were actually done with the episode before I say anything, because I didn't want to jinx it.
Now I'm like, brr.
Yeah, now the next thing you say is you're like, I don't know why you're taking a shit.
Sometimes you got shit. I don't know, nigga.
Sometimes you do have to shit.
I'm going to talk about iPhone.
I bought
Plants vs. Zombies, because I've heard so many good things, and it's an excellent game. I enjoyed it. I'm still playing it. I haven't beat it yet. Thanks.
Woo.
Butthole.
You are the one who is the butthole!
And today I think I'm going to go run a jackhammer and tear up my backyard.
Sweet.
Okay.
And I may do that soon.
Well, I hope you enjoy that.
Oh, I will. I fucking will.
Whoa, language!
There goes Wheezy again.
What do you want? I've been having science problems.
You sound like the dog from, you sound like Muttley or whatever. What the fuck that dog name? Is that him? Tim?
Who?
The Red Baron dog that was always, like, snickering?
Yes?
From Hanna-Barbera cartoons? You don't know the dog? I'm a little evil dog?
I know the dog you're talking about. Couldn't tell you his name.
Oh, okay.
I love you.
We love you, too.
Kissy-wissy.
Who are you talking to?
You know who I'm talking to.
Talking to your wife?
No. I hope not. She's not here. Unless she's mastered invisibility, in which case that would be sweet.
I think she has.
She might have.
Because she's a sweet-ass bitch.
Whoa!
I said a bang, bang, bangity bang. I said a bang, 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 a bang.
Never heard the song you guys are talking about.
I know, but you should.
Should I?
It's from How I Met Your Mother. I can't believe that show didn't hold you.
Yeah, it didn't. I watched a couple episodes. I was like, meh. Not like the Big Bang Theory. I saw one episode of that. I was like, yes, I'm going to watch this now.
And I actually think How I Met Your Mother is better than Big Bang Theory.
Well, It's all right to be wrong. It happens to a lot of people.
Or right.
George W. Bush was wrong about a lot of things.
What? What was he wrong about?
Stuff.
24.
Bum. He thought it was a good show.
Bum.
Yep.
He thought it was going to last forever.
I'm still watching it. I'm still on.
You're on 24?
Yeah. I got a little walk-on rule. I fucking kicked Jack Bauer's ass, huh? I don't want to brag.
Don't want to boast, but you're like hot butter on your breakfast toast.
They wrapped up that one little... Wait, are you going to watch it, Andy?
24?
Yeah.
No.
They wrapped up that one little annoying piece of thing that you didn't like, Tim.
Oh, good.
Although, I don't know if they were wrapped up in a way you would have liked.
Oh, bad.
Like, it seems like the way they wrapped it up, it's like, how can this not... Oh, they wrapped it up, but now something else connected to it is still fucking them up.
Of course it is.
So it's like, not done yet.
I could feel my brain shutting down as you were saying those things.
It's like, oh, we think it's kind of over. Nope, it's going to come back to bite us. Yep, look at that. Someone's celebrating a birthday this month like a big boy.
That's right. Josh from the Mickey Mouse Club turns 33.
Who the fuck's Josh?
He was one of the guys on the Mickey Mouse Club with Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake.
And what the fuck is he doing now?
No idea, but we happen to share the same birthday. The exact same birthday.
And look where he went.
He went where I already am. Ha-ha! Welcome, Josh. It sucks here. Actually, he doesn't even have a sweet podcast. Fuck him.
But maybe he's got some sweet residuals for a Mickey Mouse Club role.
He got no fucking... Disney doesn't pay you residuals. They don't even show that shit anymore. Fuck you.
Residuals, baby.
I win. You think he got... You think he
know gets, who you beat, Tim?
What's that?
You beat Corey Haim.
No, that dude got residuals. License to Drive was on all the time.
He ain't get residuals now. Apparently, Heather Graham was in License to Drive.
Yeah, she was. She has
you,
a license to lick my balls.
Oh, you idiot.
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of penises on Chat Roulette.
Are you
that's
still
why
on
I keep
there?
Referring to it as penis
yeah,
roulette.
Why not? What I've done, though, is because I don't have like a webcam, so I have to use my video camera. So what I decided to do was just record myself once while I was doing it, and then I just play it back so they can't see me. They see a tape of me web chatting with other people. I don't know why it abuses me, because they're waiting for a reaction, and there is none. So I'm just sitting there, stoic, wearing my Batman mask.
There is a website that tries to map out people from Chat Roulette.
Map them out?
It's like, yeah, like if it can get like a IP address and figure out where they are, it'll put them on a map along with their picture.
All right, well, knock yourself out.
Some people may find it interesting. You can see where that guy jerking off is from.
Oh, goody.
Hey, he's just down the street. Phil, is that you?
I thought I recognized those balls.
Excellent. Phil, get your pants off. Don't hide that thing under a bushel.
A bushel?
A bushel? I'm going to ask a very Tim Babb question. Expired vitamins.
Oh, okay.
Bad? And if so, how bad?
I think they just lose their effectiveness. Andy?
I believe Noah is correct.
Okay.
Although, how expired?
Do you remember April of 2009?
I do.
That's when these vitamins expired.
I think that would be okay. But, I don't know. I like, if they're like 10 years old, then I'd be like, maybe you want to, you know, bag off a little bit.
All right, well then, I'm going to continue to eat them.
If you die, we'll know what happened.
So they are not the cause of my continued sickness.
Oh, I don't think so. Unless, you know, fucking dump some germs in there.
Well, yeah, isn't that what you do?
Yeah.
That makes the vitamin
That's
stronger?
Totally what you do. I was sick for a while, too. It lingered for like a week.
Well, see, Danelle got sick, and I thought I was okay. Then I got sick, and now I'm worried I might be getting her sick again. I'm like, are we just passing the same cold back and forth?
I don't think so. I don't know. Annie could probably tell you, but wouldn't you? Does it mutate from human to human, or will it take longer to mutate?
Transmit?
Mutate.
Viruses can mutate pretty quickly.
Because the problem is not transmitting, because you get antibodies. The problem is the virus will mutate and not be the same virus, so your body doesn't have the antibodies for it, which is why we can never cure a virus.
Well, that's not true. There are some viruses
Okay.
that we have.
That we can cure?
Yeah, like fucking polio.
Smallpox. But I heard the polio vaccines wear off.
Yeah, probably. But they, like, the developed world, they've knocked polio back enough that, like, there are no more hosts, well, not really, in the U.S. to start, like, a new outbreak of polio.
So polio is a virus?
Yes, but if polio came here, we get fucked.
Yes.
Fucked!
To both. Yes, to both.
What did Noah say?
I was asking if polio is a virus.
A computer virus?
No.
If you get an email that says polio, don't open it.
Mark yo polio. Jesus, dude. Weird. You don't need to be playing your fucking jihad music so loud.
Are you on chat roulette too?
Yeah. Oh, well, it's up close of a buttonfly crotch, and he's rubbing it. And it has like a nice little vignette around it, so it's like a spotlight just right on the crotch. Like, it's black around it, but like a nice little crotch part is lit up.
Do you have a cam on?
No.
Okay. Well, you have to be on the lookout for Batman then.
Oh. Said a bang, bang, bangity bang. Said bangity bang, bang, bang. Funny song, isn't it, Tim? Catchy. Huh?
No, it's funny that you guys keep singing it.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Hey, uncircumcised penis!
Are we devolving into Tancast Roulette again?
No. I'm just throwing comments out there in the midst of our otherwise scintillating conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we wrap this motherfucker up?
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea.
So.
What's Douchebag Andy doing tomorrow?
Douchebag Andy will be spending time with the family that are arriving from California this evening.
Whose side of the family?
Caitlin's.
Oh, that explains it.
Her parents.
Did you forget they were coming?
I didn't forget they were coming. I forgot which week. I thought they were coming next week.
Andy, a master of poor planning.
I've been busy.
Hey.
Shit been going on.
I'm going to send these guys an email at midnight hour time, or text message at midnight hour time, see if I can reschedule this shit.
Oh, is that when you sent it?
It was pretty late. It was late enough here that I was like, what? What?
Oh, I was in bed already.
Jesus Christ, dude!
What?
It was like 7 or 8 hour time.
Oh, hey, it's a guy fucking a fake vagina. No, he hasn't. Oh, there he goes. There he goes. looks like he's teasing a little bit. Like, he's, like, going in, he backs away, going in, like, he's got a sneak up on it. Like, he's like a fucking lion on the Serengeti. Don't want to scare it. It's fake, dude. Get in there. No, wait, where the fuck you at, dude? I'm moving on.
I saw one where it was a girl starting to give a guy a blowjob, and then they cut away. Or whatever, they clicked their camera off.
Now, how did they do that? Are they sitting there with their finger over the button, looking at the thing while they're
probably.
Like...
I have a feeling I'm not the only one who has a pre-recorded video as my cam feed. That is what I think a lot of those things are.
Oh, so you think they're not even really there.
Yeah, because I saw one. Man, it was fucking amusing. Let me see if I can find the link and send it to you guys. Alright, it wasn't that amusing.
The link...
It was amusing.
The link to the chat roulette?
It's someone made a YouTube video of it.
Oh. Like, there are times where I saw someone who was like across the room and it's switching. I'm like, how the fuck do you do that? I guess the computer is not necessarily where the webcam is, but I always think of it that way.
Yes. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. This is not the... Whoa, all right. Don't need to see that. Even the YouTube ones are not desirable to see.
Really? I feel like the YouTube ones wouldn't be so bad.
Well, they're not as bad, but it's still.
I think the site's blowing up. It always takes. Does it take you guys a long time to reconnect to someone?
Oh, a lot of times it's like, Jesus Christ, can we just do it already? All right, here we go.
I think it crashed my little browser.
Maybe.
Yeah, it crashes mine a lot too. Firefox
fucking
had to restart.
I think, wasn't it like coded by like some teenager in Russia?
No shit, really?
That's what I heard. Andy?
I don't know.
What the fuck do you know, you piece of shit?
I know lots of things.
Like what? Name one thing you fucking know.
I know what your mom smells like on the inside.
No, you don't.
Never mind, don't look at that link. It's not... Fuck, I can't find the good one.
Well, what's that link?
Well, it's whatever that... Alright, fucking calm down. Sorry, the YouTube was really loud in my ear while I was trying to talk. It's like... The video that's going on is the same video, but I'm trying... There was better reactions of people who were... watching said video. Because it's fun. Like, when I saw it, I was like, what the fuck? Like, at first, I didn't know it was a pre-recorded video. I was like, what the hell is going on? And then as it gets further, you're like, Jesus Christ.
I said a bang,
bang, bangity bang, it's a bangity bang, but bang bang.
Really?
Bang bang.
That how we're doing it?
Really? You're gonna call me out for singing this song? You're fucking chat will end up.
Yes, it's all right. Try that one. That's, I think maybe this one will be as good a reaction. But it's just the video cracks me up. We have to watch this now. But there you go. Giggity goo. A giggity gee.
All right. Perfect response.
Oh, it was just somebody who hooked up somebody else's YouTube video to their chat roulette.
Yeah, and so it looks like it's this girl chatting with you, and then like her roommate busts in, then yet another girl busts in, and then by the end of it, like a fuck ton of hot ass women are in the room. Like it starts to get really weird. Like, man, just did a bunch of them just pour out of the bathroom, and then all of a sudden a group of cheerleaders walking in, and then like a pole just comes down from the roof, and a girl slides down on the pole and starts dancing. But this takes a while for all this to build up, so you're kind of like, wait, what? And like some like the reactions of some of the guys, like what am I watching? And then finally this girl in a bikini comes in, and she's like really close to the camera, and then she turns her ass in a thong towards the camera, and click is written on one cheek and me is written on the other, and she just shakes her ass, and then that's when you realize you've just been trolled. I'm like, still, that's still a good afternoon on chat roulette. You didn't really win. I won, if you think about it. I got to see a metric fuck ton of hot women.
unless it cut to, like, Goatsy. Like, oh that's what they need to do. That's how we bring Rick Rowland back.
Oh, shit. I'm totally going to
bring
do
it
that.
Back. You
as soon as we get
fucking,
off this.
You've got like a little, like, oh, look at some hot girls. Oh, shit, I'm going to give you up.
Genius.
You just got chat rolled.
Did I tell you, I also did where I recorded myself in the Darth Vader costume because I was doing a video that I just posted to, what do you call it, YouTube. Captain EO review, where me and Darth Vader reviewed Captain EO, because why not? So I took the video of me as Darth Vader and just had it like rolling without sound, and I found a Darth Vader soundboard, and I would just do sounds talking to people. Didn't get as much love as I thought it would. One guy, though, thought it was fucking hilarious, and I was like, well, that's why I wasted all this time then, to make this guy laugh.
For that one guy. Thank you, one guy. Now, if you could just pay my rent, that'd be sweet.
Like, he comes online, he sees me, and he has this weird smile, and I hit the thing, and I was like,
I've been waiting for you.
He's just like, bah! But Kermit the Frog still is the most popular.
Yeah.
Are people like, oh, Kermit, yep. I want to suck your little green dick.
And inevitably, someone always goes, so where are you from? And I go, Sesame Street. Genius! Comedy gold! Look out! Mm-hmm.
I like your fortune from Panda Express, Tim. Ask your mom. That's like, really all it said? Just ask your mom?
That's literally it. Ask your mom, Panda Express.
Panda Express just mom joked you, dude.
That's not cool, man. It's not cool. You're not a shrimp fan, are you?
Me? I'm fine with shrimp.
You fine with it?
Yeah.
No, Andy?
No, not a shrimp fan.
Well, too bad for you. The walnut honey shrimp, quite delicious. Cost an extra buck.
Wait, at Panda?
Yep, it's new.
They have walnut honey shrimp?
It's new.
Oh, what the fuck? I'm getting down there right now, bitch!
Well, they know it's Lent, and Catholics need to come there on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Fuck it, I need to check that shit out,
Unless they're Catholics like me, they're like, no, go ahead with the chicken. Let's make it happen. Yep. Orange chicken and sweet fire chicken. Get it, fucking scoop it up!
I don't think God's going to be like, hey, you eat the chicken, dude. Get
where
the
you
fuck
eating?
Out of here.
Oh, you go to hell. You go to hell and you die.
God's going to be like, are they still doing that? What do they think?
Fucking A. 1 year, I knew there was a problem with the chicken. I said, hey, guys, you might want to avoid the meats on Friday.
And
then they take it as the gospel.
It didn't even used to be during Lent. It used to be all the time you couldn't eat meat on Friday. And then, like, never mind, now it's only during Lent.
How did they switch it up like that?
I don't know. Yeah. Sorry. God just called me on the two-way. Says we are cool to eat meat on the Fridays now.
No.
Don't worry
Listen
about it,
Listen to the infallible word of the
God
Lord.
God just hit me up on my T-Mobile.
I was
he
on,
was like, where you at? I'm like, you're fucking God. You know where I'm at.
I was on no. God Roulette.
Tim, be used to dress up like Jesus.
Oh, that I've seen that.
Have you?
Yeah.
Didn't do it for you?
It's not that amazing, I don't tell you.
I really wonder why the Kermit thing worked so well on Chat Roulette and did not work at all for us when we were in Hawaii.
That's not true. We got people talking to us.
Oh, yeah, but, like, nobody flashed Kermit while we were in Hawaii.
That is very... Oh, that was how I told Andy this. Fucking someone showed Kermit her tits. Oh, hey.
Yeah, that's right.
Someone is listening to my microphone right now because I forgot it's still on. And she just gave me a look like, really, dude? What's wrong with you?
Oh, I didn't there. Show you my fucking tits.
Oh, good. Little kids. That's always nice. Maybe I should not have this
Wait,
recording.
You had a girl on your Chat Roulette?
Yeah.
I never get fucking girls.
A girl who I think pointed the camera at her mom and her little brother.
Oh, and she's like, you just talk about tits, and then she's like, look who's here, douche.
Listen, I didn't mean to talk to you about it. I'm talking to my two friends. You just happen to be listening in.
Yeah, I just got a chat thing that says, hi, I'm Emily. Want to masturbate? I'm like, nah, go ahead without me. I got shit to do.
There's something good on TV. I'm cool. All right, I need to get the fuck out of here.
Oh, wait, let me finish that story. So,
okay.
Kermit with the Frog was on the screen. This girl, it was like, it was a shot of this girl, her chest, basically. But, like, you know, shirt down. She sees it's Kermit for a while, and then she slowly lifts her shirt up and shows her tit. I was like, really? You flash Kermit? Although I'm most amused when it's like a guy, you know, just penis, just pounding away, because I know that's got to make you, like, go soft for a little bit. Like, hey, remember childhood and Kermit? Like, meow. Like, you ruined it.
You should get, like, the picture of someone's grandma and put it on there.
I should get just a picture of, like, something old and dead and that, like, maggots. just to watch boners soften.
Dude, you just ruined my buzz.
It's not cool, man. It's not cool.
Well, Tim, right. With your luck, you're gonna find the one guy who's like, yes, it's just what I needed to put me over the top.
Awesome.
Blah! Yep, there's a guy masturbating.
All right. Speaking of masturbating, we're done masturbating your ear for this week. Join us next week when we'll try and come up with something solid.
My poo's
Speaking of
solid.
Something solid, I'm going to go take a poo.
Yay, poop!
And wash your butt for like 2 hours.
Yay, butt washing!
Yep, exactly.
Toodaloo!
Toodles!
Adios.
Toodaboodoo!
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to TanCast Episode 91. And remember to visit TanCast.com, the cyber repository for all things TanCast. You want a link to our iTunes feed where you can leave us a comment and subscribe? You'll find it at TanCast.com. You want to just leave us comments on our blogs? You can find that at TanCast.com. You want a link to CafePress.com/TanCast where you can buy official TanCast merchandise? You can find it at TanCast.com. And if you want a link to vote for us at Podcast Alley, you can, say it with me, find that at TanCast.com. We will see you back here next week for more TanCast.
TanCast.
Tim is fucking gay.
Not as gay as Noah is. Noah's so very gay that he likes gayness.
You invented gay.
Maybe I invented it, but you have pioneered it and took it to a whole new level.
Okay. You're like the Nintendo of gay. No one can beat you.
You're like the PlayStation 3 of gay. You're the standard that everyone sold themselves to.
No. People don't hold themselves to PS3, Tim.
Really?
Where
they, what's the high standard of gaming then?
Probably PS3, right? Well,
that's what I just said.
Not PS3, we
oh,
don't.
Oh, I'm sorry, too late. You've lost. You lost. You are the loser. And you are also the gayest.
Overpriced.
So, double.
Most athletic, if by athletic you mean most likely to allow some big burly man into his butt.
And I could outrun both of you.
To get to the big burly man to put him in your butt.
That's all right. I won't be winded.
Nope. Until you're all done.
I can tie my shoes without getting winded.
Until you're all done with the big burly man in your butt.
Unless we're going upstairs.
Oh, I'm fine going upstairs.
I'm sorry. Did you forget Apple World or whatever that fucking shit was?
What about it?
I remember two people running up the stairs, and one of us got there sooner than the other.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, then you can't beat me running up the stairs.
It wasn't a race.
You said it was a race.
No.
Like, oh, I'm gonna
Look
race
at you.
You
changing his story.
I was totally joking about the race.
No, I was winded. Tim was winded, though.
You remember when I said...
No, I wasn't.
...that the race was a joke, right? Whew. Hang on. Let me go eat.